enjoyed the music today. May we bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the printed Bible, for the Holy Spirit. Makes it real to our hearts. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Well, they sang it one day at a time. My message today is your daily walk. Luke 9:23. Take up thy cross daily and follow me. Life is so daily. If you think every day is not important, try skipping one. One man said, I just missed becoming a twin. I just missed it by one. You have to live your days whether you like it or not. You might as well make good use of it. For tomorrow may never, ever come. Walking with God is fellowship. Genesis 5, Enoch walked with God. Walking before God is faithfulness. Abraham walked with God. Walking after God is fruitfulness. Deuteronomy said God told Israel to walk with God and be fruitful. Walking in God is foundation. Walk in Him. Is it interesting that an individual day is so emphasized in the Bible? At the creation, said, let there be light, and the evening and the morning were the first day. In incarnation, there's born this day in the city of David, a Savior, Christ the Lord. At the resurrection, upon the first day of the week, and the stone was rolled away. At the institution of the church, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. At the translation, the day of the Lord is as a thief in the night. At salvation, today is the day of salvation. At the appointed time, He has appointed a day in which He'll judge the world. There are seven things that God wants us to do on a daily basis. Number one, have a daily consciousness of God. Psalms 118:24, this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Every day we wake up is much of a miracle as the day we were born. The beating of our hearts, the breathing of our lungs, the bloodstream, the brain cells, the body functions. He daily loads us with benefits. When you wake up in the morning, don't say, dear Lord, morning. Say, good morning, Lord. What beautiful things around you. The moon and the sun and the stars and the flowers and the fish and the birds and all the beauties of children and the beauty of America and the beauty of South Everett Community Church. Give the Lord a hand for our church. Wake up. Number two, have a daily confidence in God. Deuteronomy 33:25, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Don't worry about a down day because the sun has a sinking spell every night, but it wakes up in the morning. What can we have confidence in? You don't have confidence in your money. Riches take for them wings and fly away. Can't have confidence in beauty. It consumes away like a moth. Can't have confidence in some friends, they will forsake you. Can't even have confidence in politicians. Have you ever realized that? A politician is one that works up his gums before election and gums up his works afterwards. A politician's promise comes in one year and out the other. Always loved that story of the lady that wondered how her son was going to turn out. She thought she would test him, so put on the desk of his bedroom, she put some money. She said, if he picks up that money, I know he's going to be a banker. She put some alcohol. If he starts drinking that, he's going to be an alcoholic. She put a Playboy magazine. If he picks that up and reads it, he's going to be a womanizer. And then she put a Bible. And she said, you know, if he picks that up, I think he's going to be a preacher. Well, she watched him as he came in. He picked up that money, put it in his pocket, drank the alcohol, picked up the Playboy magazine, put it in the pages of the Bible, and walked off. She said, oh, no, he's going to be a politician. And you can't trust some preachers. You know, there was a minister going out to do a graveside service, and he wandered all around trying to find the place. And finally he saw the hole that was dug and people gathered around. So he said, I'm running a little bit late. He said, you know, if you don't mind, I'd like to do the ceremony quickly. Well, they said, fine. So he read some scriptures and said a prayer. Thank you for letting me come by and doing it early. Oh, they said, we're glad that you came. This is the first time that we ever had a ceremony while we're sinking a septic tank. Confidence in God. Are you glad you can believe in God every day? You can believe in his sovereignty, his sacrifice, his sufficiency, his satisfaction. Also, there's a daily cross. If anyone desires to come after me, let him take up his cross and follow me. A cross is twofold. Some people say, well, my husband is the cross. No, he may be a boss, but he's not a cross. The wife is not a cross. A cross is something you lay down and pick up. You lay down your pleasures and treasures, your toys and trifles. You pick up Christ and pick up the cross and live for him on a daily basis. That's what Christianity is all about. And then there's a daily communication with God. Blessed is the man who watches daily at my gates. How do we do that? By prayer. The Bible says they seek me daily and delight to know my ways. If you want to communicate with God, communicate with God in prayer. Talk to God. Let him talk to you. Let it be a part of your life every day. And then there's a daily commitment to God. I will sing praise to your name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. You know, Genesis 39:10 says that she spoke to Joseph day by day, every day, trying to tempt Joseph, every day. Judges 16:16 says, Delilah pressed Samson every day with her words and urged him. Psalms 88:17, they came around me daily, David said. Jeremiah 27 says, I'm in derision daily. You're going to be daily tempted. Every one of you. That's the devil's business. Remember the man and woman that had this agreement? They wouldn't buy any clothes for a whole year because of their budget. One day he came back home from work. She was parading up and down in front of a mirror with a beautiful brand new dress. He said, I thought we had an agreement. She said, we did, but the devil made me do it. He said, why didn't you do like Jesus? Say, get thee behind me, Satan. She said, I did. He got behind me, and he said, it looks good back here, too. You're going to be tempted. But I want to emphasize the daily call from God. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. A daily call of comfort. They daily laid the man at the feet of God. A daily compassion, a daily conviction, a daily conversion. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Today is the tomorrow you talked about yesterday. I think of the sign in front of the gas station that said, free gas tomorrow, free gas tomorrow. What about today? Think of it. He was going to be all that a mortal should be tomorrow. No one could be kinder or braver than he tomorrow. A friend who was troubled and weary, who knew would be glad of a lift and who needed it too. On him he could call and see what he could do tomorrow. Each morning he stacked up letters he'd write tomorrow and thought of the folks he would fill with delight tomorrow. It was too bad indeed he was busy today and hadn't a minute to stop and say. He put it off too long, and now today is gone. Sandra and Quanda used to sing, will your tomorrows be gone today? Will your tomorrows be gone today? You know, Abraham Lincoln was a very interesting man. Anytime you read a list of the popular presidents, he was on top. Number one. Strange man. They said he had a very ugly face. He had the hugest feet in Washington, D.C. In fact, some boys used to check at prayer meeting time when it snowed. They would always know when Abraham Lincoln was at prayer meeting because of the size of the footprints. But one day, Abraham Lincoln wrote a letter. April 13, 1865, he said, "I've had religion up to this time, but now I've accepted Christ as my Savior. I want to be baptized." But one day later, on April 14th, after the letter was written, he was killed. He had said that after the war was over, he would like to win over alcohol problems. When he went into the theater that day, the guard for Lincoln went across the street, got a drink of alcohol. An assassin took his place while Lincoln was saying these words to his wife, "I would love to take a trip to Jerusalem to see where Jesus died and rose again." At that moment, he never went to Jerusalem, but he went to heaven. That day, we never know, boast not a day. You know not what a day will bring forth. On our way to Huron, South Dakota for a crusade, on Saturday night we came across a car. The top was all shaved off. A terrible accident. Come to find out it was the youth director and the children of that group that was passed out. That Sunday morning was like a funeral. That day, we're having a crusade service in Louisville, Kentucky. A man dropped dead right in the service. We were in Fort Wayne, Indiana on television, and people came. And one man came and walked the aisle, and while he was saying the prayer of sinner's prayer, at the close of that prayer, he dropped. I turned to the pastor and said, "He's passed out." He said, "No, he's dead." And they carried him out. I never forget having a United Crusade in Springfield, Oregon. Jim Foster did a great job filling the pastors in. Then Pastor Billy would go down with a kickoff rally. And the last night of the crusade came. It was on a Sunday night. All the churches let out their service. That's when they had Sunday night services. And the place was packed. And our guest was Lulu Roman. And a blind man said that his friend wanted to come that night because he wanted to see Lulu from Hee Haw. But when they got there, it was so packed they had to stand in the back against the wall. Something happened. Two people got sick in the front row. And the ushers brought that blind man and that other man up to the front. And that man saw something more than Lulu that night. He saw Jesus. He got saved. Guess what? I got a call the next Thursday from that blind man. "You won't believe this, Johnny." I said, "What?" "My friend got saved on Sunday. He died today." Today. The importance of today. Dr. J. Harold Smith was preaching for Jerry Falwell, Lynchburg, Virginia. And he was preaching his famous sermon, God's Three Deadlines. When God cuts you off, and a man walked out the aisle and blasphemed against God, and when he got to the door, he folded up like a jackknife. And he was gone. I never forget in Pontypridd, Wales, being there preaching. A young lady was on her way to the bridge in the middle of the town to jump off and commit suicide. She heard the music in the upper room. She came up. There was only one seat left. She sat in the front. There she gave her heart and her life to Christ. Every day is important. Dr. Criswell, the First Baptist Church in Dallas, said that when he first started preaching at a church, he would go door to door. And he went into this one man's house, and the one man said, "I don't want anything to do with God. I hate Jesus." A few weeks later, Dr. Criswell got a call. That man requested that he do his funeral. And Dr. Criswell said at that funeral there were only two people there. me behind the pulpit, the man in the casket. He may have had his last chance, his last call from God. What about you today? How are you with God today? There was a young man that came to our church. You may remember him. Steve Oxenvod. What a fine young fellow. At the age of 52, I'll never forget him. He was so kind. He would wheel Jim Arneson's mother right up here to the front to the Bible class. What a wonderful man he was. Never knew he had a heart problem. Took a walk one day and never came back. Am I talking to somebody might have their last chance today? Am I talking to somebody that's watching all around the world? What about you? What about the? How is it with you today? Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Notice it says, if today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Is God speaking to you today? What about you? What about today? What if today was your last day? Do you know him as your Savior? Come to him today. Bow your heart, bow your head, bow your knee. Say, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Let him come into your life. Accept him into your heart today. Pray this prayer with me. Say, oh God, I'm sorry for my sins. I'm sorry what I have failed. Come into my life. Change me today. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless the United States of America is our prayer. May we stand together all over the audience. No one leaving the building at this point.